This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I guess that's our cue. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We're broadcasting 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And during that time, you're invited to call if you'd like to. We'll pay for it. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line from Global Star. Thank you, Global Star, 712-770-9418, 712-770-9418. Ron Gibson channel on YouTube and on BitChute is available, and it's the Ron Gibson channel 2 for USA Prepares on BitChute, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E. Thank you, Jason, for engineering for us. I was talking about some noises that we have here in this area of the Ozarks. And it's really getting quite loud. And the reason it's getting loud is a lot of gunshots, specifically rifle fire, specifically high-powered rifle fire. And the interesting thing is if you really pay attention as you drive around our neck of the woods here, our temporary neck of the woods, you'll see targets, you know, pieces of plywood with targets stapled on, little dots for the center of the target. And the farmers are sitting in their homes shooting down at the targets. And the targets are at the beginning of their driveways. So they're shooting from their houses toward the beginning of their driveways to sight in their rifles. I wonder why they do that. I wonder why they put them there. Anyway, that's what they do. Maybe they're expecting something. So, don't be laughing at the United States of America. You know, we're number one. We are number one. We used to be number one, and we kind of lost it, but we are back in the saddle again, and we are number one. Now, we're not number one in homosexuality, but we did beat the United Kingdom. There's only one in 20 men who are homos there. In the Philippines, it's a one in 16. In the United States, it's one in 12. One homosexual man out of 12 people in the United States. France, they beat us. There's one in 10. Canada beat us, one in 9. Italy, can't believe it, Italy, what a disgrace, one in 8. And the Netherlands, number one. One out of every 7 men is a homo, according to what I read on the internet in the Netherlands. So, here's an interesting thing. We're not number one in another area, but I will tell you where we are number one. So, in mathematics, we are number 37. Number 37. And number one, of course, is China. And Singapore is number two, and Macau is number three, Hong Kong number four, then Taiwan, Japan, Korea, Estonia, the Netherlands, Poland. These are all countries who have beaten us in mathematics. Switzerland, Canada, then Denmark, Slovenia, Belgium, Finland, Sweden, United Kingdom beat us. United Kingdom beat us. Norway, Germany, Ireland, Czech Republic, Austria, Latvia, France, Iceland, New Zealand, Portugal, Australia, Russia, Italy, Slovakia, Luxembourg, Spain, Lithuania, Hungary, and then number 37, the United States. Now, in science, we did a little bit better. We are number 18, beaten by China, Singapore, Macau, Estonia, Japan, Finland, Korea, Canada, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Poland, New Zealand, Slovenia, the United Kingdom beat us again. Netherlands, Germany, Australia, number 18, United States. Now, in reading, we did the best. Well, not the best in the world, just the best in comparing reading, science, and mathematics. We were number 13 in reading, beaten by China, Singapore, Macau, Hong Kong, Estonia, Canada, Finland, Ireland, Korea, Poland, Sweden, New Zealand, and then number 13, the United States. But we are number one, and I'm sure we're really proud of it. We are number one in the number of confirmed cases worldwide of the coronavirus. Several weeks ago, our President Donald Trump announced in a press conference that there were 15 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the United States. Today, 86,000. There were 15, 1-5. Not 1,500, not 15,000, 15. Plain old 15. Now we have 86,000 cases of the coronavirus in the United States. Okay, so how many were there yesterday? 79,000. 79,000. We jumped 7,000 cases overnight. So we now lead the world in confirmed coronaviruses. Now, how is that possible? How is it possible we could come from so far behind to moving up so quickly? Well, here's my thoughts. Number one, we didn't have the number of test kits in the United States. And we said that here. We said that once the number of kits comes out and are available and people start getting tested, and if the results are accurate, the number of infectees, it will increase dramatically, very, very quickly. And that's one reason I believe that the number of cases has increased so quickly, because we're now testing people. Now, that means that it's growing quickly, yes, but also means that there are a lot of cases here. So if you thought, well, shoot, you know, it's okay because I've been walking around 3 weeks ago and, you know, glad handing and pushing shopping carts and people sneezing on us, and that's okay. It's not okay because a lot of us were infected from those activities. So that's one reason. Another reason is because it's spreading and because it's real. I read a report that says, I can't believe some of the things that I read and hear in the media, that the coronavirus is not very communicative. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. There's, you know that Prince Charles has it, right? We mentioned that this week. And Britain's Prime Minister tested positive. You know, Boris Johnson, he's got it. So now we've got the Prime Minister, and we have Prince Charles. And I believe, now I don't have any reason to believe this other than just my intuition, I believe the Queen has it as well, because she was exposed to people who have tested positive for it. Very sad. So the glad handing, the dinners, the state dinners, these parties and things like that, meet and greets, you know what the wealthy do, has enabled them to transmit the virus far and wide. Here's another thing, why I believe in the United States the numbers of infected cases continues to increase. Because I think we are pretty close to being number one, if we are not number one, in GDP. So you have wealthy people who have more money than brains. They hop on airplanes. They fly around. They go to meetings and conventions and conferences and training sessions and so forth. And they go to see the mouse on both coasts. They fly to see their relatives, and they have weddings, and they have confirmations and bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs, birthday parties. They have enough money to go waste it on travel like that. You know, we use the phone. Happy birthday. Weddings. Weddings are ridiculous to me. I think it's crazy to have a extravagant wedding, spend $10, $20, $30, $50, $100,000 on an afternoon. And everybody brings presents, costs a fortune for whoever's putting on the show. And in today's world, a wedding can get you killed, right? You can get 1,000 people killed initially. So I'm really fortunate that we don't get invited to weddings. I did attend one. And that was a pretty interesting experience. There's a wedding in the city. And it was a friend of ours. And it took me a long time to decide if I was going to go. And Mrs. Finelli, I would go. Why? Because it was not a union in a traditional sense. It was one of those homosexual weddings. I thought about it, and I really didn't want to go. The only reason I did go was because of the father of one of the brides. And I really thought long and hard about it. I did not go to celebrate the union, because to me it's twisted. It's wrong. It's immoral. But I did go to support the father of the bride. One bride. There are two brides there. I don't know how you face that. How do you face, you know, your child growing up and saying, Daddy, Mom, guess what? I'm a homo. Hey, how do you face that? So I felt just terrible for this man. And I was there to support him. I was not there to celebrate the union. As a matter of fact, there are family members that wouldn't show up because they were repulsed by it as well. So you look at the me-firsters. You look at the people who are willing to trash the family's name. In many cases, I'm not just talking about this one, I'm talking about many cases. And that's how we became number one. And now lead the world in confirmed cases. Me first, I'm going to fly, I'm going to jet set, I'm going to party, I'm going to do whatever I want to do because I have a right to be happy. Regardless of who is infected, right? That's what they say.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So just me so far today, Joanne on the East Coast may call in with her news in a flash update. I called her last night and I said, Joanne, you sent me a number of news updates and you've demonstrated that you're paying attention. Would you like to come on the air and share with our class your thoughts about what you see happening on the East Coast, you know, regarding the corona panic? And also, give us some of your thoughts about the news. Well, she may call in, and I hope she does. Here's something that you may want to consider. You can't get them now. I mean, we mentioned early on in the corona panic days, the good old days, that the supply chain would break. Well, it really has broken. I mean, really broken. Let me give you an example. So what we've been doing is when we need automobile parts, we have them delivered. And there's a specific area where they are dropped off. And the company that we've been dealing with for quite a while now is used to us. What they used to do in the good old days, you know, like a couple weeks ago, is they would arrive, come up to the farm, bring the parts, hand one of us a sheet that says, here's what you've already paid for, because we pay in advance for the parts. We don't, we settle our account immediately. They hand us the parts, hand us a document that says, here's what you bought, you know, sales receipt. delineating each item and the price and the extension. And we sign it saying, yep, we got it. And then the driver takes off and goes back to his next stop or back to the auto parts store. This happens often. Well, we don't do that anymore. If we need auto parts, what we do is we call up and we say, here's our credit card number. Here are the parts we'd like. And we're finding out that they're getting very hard to get. Very hard to get. The latest challenge was shock absorbers. I see that we've got a call coming in, so just stay with us, please, and Jason will be with you. And then I'll put you on the air. Well, just simple shock absorbers for a standard common GM pickup truck, a Chevy pickup truck. Now, it used to be that you get shock absorbers for $30 a piece, $25 a piece. They're all sold out and you can't get them anymore. That'd be the standard shock absorbers, the ones that I would buy for my vehicles. But they do have the ones for $100. You can get those. You can pay 3 and 4 times the price. But the ones that you used to be able to get in the good old days, a couple weeks ago, can't get them anymore. Seriously. So, it's getting quite difficult to buy automobile parts. And you're going to find that there are more and more and more cracks in the supply chain. And I suggest that whatever it is that you think you need, if you think it's going to break on you, and you can still get it, and you have the money for it, I suggest you strongly consider getting it. I may talk about some of the things that I think are important to me and our farm and what I've done about it. But I suggest that you really consider getting what you need right now if you can still get it, because it is really, really getting tough. I understand that the Chinese factory outlet is now beginning to limit the number of customers. Now, it used to be in the good old days that they'd want you to come into the store. Not anymore. Now they're beginning to limit to 10 people. So y'all, you 10 there, y'all can come on in. The rest of the ends, you just wait. That's the Chinese factory outlet. It's happening right now as we speak. Can you imagine that? I don't think I'd want to go to the Chinese factory outlet and be around the GDP. Those are the guys who are spreading this. Remember when I said many times the GDP is going to get us killed? Those are the people who... You can have some money and still be GDP. That's possible. You know, you don't have to be broke. You don't have to be in Skid Row to be GDP. You can be highly educated. You can have a 4-year degree. You can have a master's degree. You can have a PhD. You can be above that and still be generally dumb. You can. Common sense. Those are the ones who are getting us killed because of their greed and lack of common sense.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A high-profile world leader testing positive for coronavirus BBC News is reporting that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has received positive test results. Meanwhile, the U.S. now leads the world in coronavirus cases. As of yesterday's official briefing, the U.S. had more than 82,000 cases. That passes both Italy and China. More than 1,100 people have died in this country, most of them with underlying health issues. The $2 trillion coronavirus relief package is expected to get final approval in the U.S. House after unanimous approval on Wednesday by the U.S. Senate. The measure would include one-time payments of $1,200 for millions of Americans and expanded unemployment benefits. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Joanne's with us. Joanne is in the East Coast, and welcome, Joanne.
Thank you, Vincent. Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to mention, I really appreciate you coming on the air and sharing your thoughts. It's delightful broadcasting with you. Class Joanne is one of our newest instructors, and she passed her ham technician's test, and she was on the air with us telling us what that was like with Gordon West recently. And I received your email of the 26th yesterday. And in your email of the 26th, you have a report that Fox News reported in the United States 65,000 infected people in the United States. And that was yesterday in your email.
Correct.
And today, I reported that there are 86,000.
Correct.
You know, one day later. Yeah. And that's a delta of 21,000. So for those who are thinking that, this isn't really infectious, I got to tell you that the numbers are growing, and we talked about why they could be growing. What are your thoughts?
I do think that they're growing, and part of the reason, as you noted, is they're probably testing more for it. And I also noted in, you know, doing some quick research this morning that the numbers will vary depending on the source consulted. So, you know, I'll look at what the local news is saying and then CNN and some of the other sources. And so, you know, don't hold me to the numbers because it will vary. And, of course, you know, it's a moving target, so things will continue to change on a moment-by-moment basis.
Mm-hmm. I've been using the term, you know, the good old days. And I was like, that might have been 20 minutes ago, you know, the good old days, depending on what we're talking about. Because the news is changing so quickly. It's very difficult to keep up with it. And I mentioned a number of times on the air that when the university calls me and they're begging for money, you know, they want me to give them money because they think that their endowment is, you know, a couple hundred million short. Well, I always ask them, this is about my refund, right? Because I had been thinking that my education in economics and finance was irrelevant. Well, I have to tell you that now, in the last couple of weeks, my education from the early 1970s through the latter part of the 70s is now relevant, because now people are reacting in the marketplace the way I was taught they would. So now I understand economics. But before, with all the manipulations, I couldn't figure it out. Nothing made any sense to me, which is why I said, this is about my refund, right? When they would call me. But now I understand it. So the marketplace is in some ways reacting. Of course, the Dow Jones is manipulated. The New York Stock Exchange is manipulated. Gold and silver are manipulated. We all know that.
Correct.
But when you see what people are doing, that makes sense based on what I was trained. So what is your take on what's happening? What do you see happening on the East Coast?
Well, I see the concern increase as the number of cases reported increases. I see people getting a little more concerned as various supplies are more difficult to get. Like you had mentioned, I'm seeing a number of stores placing limits on items that people are hoarding. Let's see. And I'm also, you know, on the what I thought was interesting, and I don't know that anyone else has reported it, like on your broadcast, locally in Philadelphia, I think, you know, younger adults thought they were somewhat immune or had less severe cases. However, Dr. Mike, who basically is a contributor on Good Day Philadelphia, reported that over half the cases in Philadelphia are younger age groups, from 20 to 30-year-olds. And he said, you know, the number has surged in the last couple of weeks. And it needs to be taken seriously, to be proactive, but don't panic. And one of the commentators mentioned this morning he lives in an apartment building that has a meeting room, and guess where all the younger people are meeting? So basically, they're not paying attention to self-quarantine and keep their distance from others. So I think there's, you know, that could be in part what's contributing to the surge of numbers of reported cases for people in these age groups.
On Monday, there was a report on Zero Hedge about how thousands of young Americans laughed off the warnings of locking down, self-quarantine. They partied on the beaches in Florida during spring break. And there was this guy who was the poster child for, and there's a new term, COVIDiot, okay? C-O-V, as in coronavirus, idiot, COVIDiot. And this guy, this moron, my words, said, if I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying, end quote. And he said, we're just out here having a good time. Whatever happens, happens. Now, this guy was in Florida, and he was partying away, and at least five people, at least, and I don't know what the latest number is, I'm sure it's way more than that, who were there, attended the University of Tampa in Florida, and spread it. These are the people who, you know, if I get it, I get it. But what they are carefree in their own small minds about the greater picture. You know, maybe their grandparents, maybe their parents, maybe their brothers and sisters, maybe even their friends. Totally carefree about it. And this guy, he's the poster child. If I get it, if I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. What a selfish, me-first attitude.
And I agree. I think people need to take precautions. And like you said, it's not only are they potential candidates for infection, but then they're going to bring it back to their families and possibly elderly relatives. And, you know, how are they going to feel if, they lose a parent or a grandparent as a result of their carelessness?
You know, and how could somebody even not understand that? I was young once, and I believe that I would understand that if I behaved in a risky, careless, me-first way, that there would be repercussions. There would be consequences. I knew that. How come these young people don't know that? How come these... And that goes to something that I've taught over the years to every class, including this one on the air, and that's called Mini Max Regret. I learned that at the university in finance class back in the early 1970s, and I'll just tell you all what it is. Mini, M-I-N-I, Max, M-A-X, Regret. Mini Max Regret is a way of minimizing risk. So if you think there's something that involves risk that you might be doing, what would you do to minimize that risk? You know, if you're concerned about that risk. So, for example, if you have a tire and you see that it's bald, and the steel plies are showing through, and you say, I'll bet you that thing's going to blow real soon. What would you do? Would you change that tire? Would you put on a better tire, or would you just go take off and drive normally?
Necessary precautions, and with the thought in mind that if I were, depending on where I was driving, if the tire were to blow out, I would also potentially injure other people. And I think that might be part of the point that you're making, is that, you know, it's not just ourselves that we're affecting, and or someone that happens to be in the car with you could be seriously injured as well. And that's what is meant by being responsible in terms of your decisions, or the repercussions of your bad decisions if you elect to make them. So,
And another really simple example of mini max regret. This applies to just about everybody who is in a vehicle, car, bus, pickup truck. So if you're traveling down the highway, and this is the example that I use most often, if you're traveling down the highway, and some pickup truck flies past you, and there's a ladder in the back of it, and that ladder's hanging out the back, and it looks like it's not secured, and you don't see any visible signs of being lashed down with a ratchet strap or two or three, as we do, and they're flying in the fast lane where there's more wind going against that ladder to lift that ladder out of the truck. That guy passes you and then pulls in front of you. What do you do? Well, with Minimax Regret, you immediately, safely back off. So if that ladder does fly out of the pickup truck by the gust of wind from that 18-wheeler that is going to pass him, you back off, and when it's safe, get around him. And the reason you back away is it'll give you more time to steer around that ladder flying off the back of the pickup truck into the road in front of you. So that's another example of Minimax Regret. Joanne, you live on the East Coast and near Pennsylvania. There was a story about this shopper. I don't even know if shopper is the right word. This person who entered a supermarket and coughed all over the produce.
It was reported in the local news, and since it was reported yesterday, I haven't heard any more about it on the news this morning, other than that, you know, they had to throw away a lot of food. And, you know, it's just, again, it's just a very irresponsible, ugly thing to do in terms of what we're currently faced with. So I don't know what would provoke someone to do that, but, you know, just another example of irresponsible behaviors.
So if you've noticed, class, meat is in short supply. There are people who are buying up everything available in meat. And this particular supermarket threw away all their meat, all the produce, because this selfish me first, look at me, moron, decided to cough. Intentionally cough. Now, what I didn't hear was that which supermarket. Now, think about this. Let's say you were the owner of that supermarket, class, and someone did that, and you had to throw out $35,000 worth of produce and meat. Not because it went bad. It's because somebody just walked through the door and decided to have fun and infect it, possibly. We don't know if this person was positive or not with corona. We don't really know. I believe the report was that the person was not showing symptoms. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Joanne's with us, and she's on the East Coast, and we're talking about our observations and what we have learned by our research about the Corona Panic. And one of my favorite actors is a man by the name of Lenny James. I wish he wouldn't wear that earring in his left ear, but it's kind of a hoop. I wish he wouldn't do that, but he does. And he was in Jericho. He was also in The Walking Dead. He was Robert Hawkins in Jericho. And Jericho was a work of fiction about nuclear bombs going off in the United States and the aftermath and what happened with the townsfolk and the neighboring townsfolk and the inter-social interaction and the strife and the dishonesty and the lying and the cheating and the manipulation and then the good things too. It's like, what would it be like if everything stopped? Kind of like what's happening now. Everything's starting to stop. It's getting harder to get parts. Well, and food. Well, Lenny James had a line, and I'm paraphrasing it, and this was right after they realized that there was a detonation. And he just said, I just wonder what it's going to look like in the morning. And that happens to me. I wonder what it's going to look like in the morning. I wake up in the middle of the night, and I want to know before the morning what it's going to look like in the morning. And I read the news. And then I go back to bed, and then I wake up again in the middle of the night later, and I read the news. And then I wake up again, and I prepare for the broadcast, and I read the news. And it's changing. It's changing very, very quickly. Here's how quickly it's changing. A few days ago, I reported here at USA Prepares that Amazon had 10 warehouses where employees were infected with the coronavirus. So they were handling packages, your packages, because since you're not going to the stores, you're buying from Sam's Club and Walmart.com and Amazon, right? And other sources. But those are the big ones. Maybe Costco as well. Those would be the big ones. Well, 6 of their warehouses were infected. And I reported that. about an hour or so later, I ended the broadcast, checked the news, and there were 10 warehouses. Now, I don't know how many there are now, maybe the more than 10. Joanne, any comments about that? How fast this is moving and the infected packages?
I think people should take appropriate precautions, of course, and you know, it is cause for concern. I noticed in part of the news I got this morning that the New Jersey hospitals are in need of more protective equipment and they're reporting critical shortages of medical supplies. And Trump actually approved a disaster declaration for New Jersey. You know, I don't think people should be driven by fear or paralyzed by fear, but I also think that appropriate precautions should be taken. And I also noticed that, heard that a school in Pennsylvania could be utilized as pending approval for treatment by FEMA. So now they're looking for additional locations for various types of treatment, whether it be testing or other care to be given. And what's interesting is Cooper Hospital is well-known and regarded hospital in Camden, New Jersey. And they're actually engaging in an experimental treatment for one individual that came down with COVID ID. And it's basically they're going to attempt a plasma exchange for people that are critically ill and see if the antibodies of the individual that they're taking the blood from that has infected and survived coronavirus. So they're already taking additional measures in different ways for the treatment of it. And so I think that's positive. And just like the local stores, we have a convenience store in the area that basically has now have painted lines like six feet apart for people to stand or letting people in their store one at a time. And just practicing measures that hopefully will reduce the probability of being infected. And
yeah. Yeah, and there are images on the internet of stores that are putting up plexiglass panels. So, you know, visualize this, class. This is in the good old days when you were in the checkout line and with the little rubber conveyor belt and you put your grocery items on there and it would move toward the cashier. Well, now there's a wall of plexiglass between you and the cashier just in case one of you sneezes or coughs. Joanne, can you stay with us for the next hour? Okay, great. Great. Class, if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And please let us know what you see if you want to share that. What's happening in your neck of the woods? Joanne and I will be right back after Top of the Hour news and commercial announcements.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.